De Novo's
with Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
What a week it has been, Crevo. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Everyone is going through it at the moment with all the floods and everything, yeah. Of course. And it's just been one of those weeks.
Big thank you to the SES.
For all they've done and continue to do.
Yeah, especially over the weekend. Obviously, the flooding is still there.
Yeah.
Do not drive through floodwaters, of course. We shouldn't have to remind you, but there are plenty of people who were not heeding the advice.
I know. And a big thank you to Jess for all the updates on the Facebook page,
New
FM Facebook page. The most comprehensive place to get all your flood information.
Yeah. The entire newsroom, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Well, they're doing a great job. What did you get up to last night, Crevo?
I was at the shop till 8 o'clock last night. No, it's good because we got this big load of new stock in. So I was in there busy, like, tidying it up, cleaning it, getting it ready, pricing, getting organized, and then had Korean fried chicken for dinner. It was awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah, what a night.
I have realized I acted inappropriately.
Oh, what did you do?
Do you know how I said that people need to get over the lettuce / cabbage situation?
Yeah.
I had Taco Bell last night, and on my taco, it was cabbage and lettuce, and I was disgusted.
Are they the same company?
I think they are, yeah.
I think, is it that Yum Foods or whatever that owns it?
Something along those lines. I'm sitting there eating my little taco, and I'm like, this isn't right. What's going on?
Oh, and it might go, like they said it had an end date, but that might go on now. There's flooding again.
Exactly.
Because it's all because of floods that the lettuce price is so high.
Oh, I'm just going to say, man, if you're going to have a taco, don't have cabbage on a taco. It's not right.
Splash out for the lettuce.
You know what? There was an option you could add extra lettuce, and I was worried there was going to be cabbage.
All cabbage.
Yeah. Good morning, Jess.
Morning.
So what did you get up to last night?
I don't remember. I went for a walk when it stopped raining for 5 minutes.
Oh, because you haven't been able to go to the gym, have you?
No.
You poor bugger.
Yeah. That's a real struggle, yeah, for you?
It's just annoying.
Yeah. Because do you have a home gym set up?
Oh, gosh, no.
I feel like you need to do that.
In the home setup, maybe.
Maybe. Morgan and I have been talking about it, but it's just so damn expensive.
That's true. But then again, so is a gym membership. Let's be real.
That's cheaper than spending that.
But I think you don't treat the gym as like an activity, more of a social thing, yeah?
Oh yeah, exactly. For like
so many people like that.
Keeping your mental health in check, that's like top reason to go.
This is why I spend time on my own. That keeps my mental health in check.
Very different people, you two.
Absolutely. Going to do a first five catch up with Jess in minutes.
The Novos for live and local news. There's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
All right, so Jess, big news about Bojo, Boris Johnson. Apparently, he's sort of quitting himself.
Yeah, so a couple of days ago, senior ministers went to see him at 10 Downing Street and basically said, look, you got to step aside. It's time. A string of cabinet resignations have been going on. You just need to go. But he refused, and finally overnight he has said that he will resign as the leader of the Conservative Party, but he's going to stay on as caretaker PM, possibly until October, because that's when the party's conference is, which is where they will choose their new leader.
This to me, it's a bit like that uncle who's doing a brisket on the barbecue at like some party, and you go, oh, how long's it gonna be? Oh, just 10 more minutes. And then you ask him in 10 minutes, oh, how long is it? Just 10 more minutes. And that's he's just gonna stretch this out as long as he can.
Of course, wouldn't you?
Well, over like 50 of his cabinet quit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you're not well-liked.
No.
It's time to go.
Exactly.
It's time to go. Oh well, God. He'll stretch that out probably past there and then...
Probably.
Is this like when they were trying to kick ScoMo out of Barangaroo, or is it where he lives?
Oh, you mean, yeah, his local electorate, do you mean?
No, when he was in the house that they live in. I'm having a mind blank.
You mean...
Kirribilli House. I don't know where I got Rangaroo from. Kirribilli, yeah, because they were like, are you going to leave? He's like, yeah, I'm leaving. And it took him forever to actually get out of the house so Albo could move in.
I think it's a bit like that.
Yeah.
He's soaking up the last of the benefits. That's
step
what's
aside,
going on.
Step aside, my friends.
You're done.
Step aside. And we've got an approval for a fourth vaccine as well, Jess.
Yeah, we do. So this all sort of happened yesterday. Atagi said that the fourth vaccine is definitely recommended. At the moment, it's more recommended for people over 30.
Okay.
I'm just getting the story up in front of me.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
So the fourth vaccine, anyone from Monday, if you're over 50, you can go and get your fourth dose. It's highly recommended if you're over 50 that you do. If you're 30 to 49, you can. You should if you want to, but you don't have to.
It's interesting they're saying this now after they literally just closed the vaccine hub at Belmont.
Well, who knows? Maybe it'll reopen. I mean, we're seeing so many cases of COVID. BA4 and BA5 are like exploding at the moment. We're still seeing thousands of cases, even though we're not really talking about it.
No.
Yeah.
It's all about the flu at the moment. That's the thing.
Flu,
and then
RSV.
It's funny, in the last like 2 weeks or so, because before that it was all the flu, and in the last 2 weeks I've known so many people who have gotten COVID again.
Yeah.
They've got it for the second time.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a growing issue.
Yeah. You know, if you can, go get your fourth.
Yeah, that's right.
We only recently got our third, so we can't really
talk. We're a little ways off. But yeah. That vaccine hub, you know, whoever owns that Bunnings site would be just praying for it to reopen.
Absolutely.
More hard money. To get a rental, like somebody to rent that short term, that big building.
Yeah.
You know, it's not for everyone.
Turn it into a what do you call it, an IKEA. That's all I'm saying.
I thought you were going to say like a GP health clinic.
No, I was going to say, genius. You know, well, once the thing to go, like, COVID dies down, just turn it into an IKEA.
That's Meg's dream.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Meg and Prevo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as New FM.
You know, Crewe, I love a festival.
Oh, don't you what?
They are my life, like my life goals.
Mm.
And there's a festival called the Big Red Bash. The Birdsville Big Red Bash was over the weekend.
Now, Birdsville is a very remote part of the world. Now, you have been to Vegas, or you're planning to go to Vegas.
Going to Vegas, yeah.
For a single festival. Would you go to Birdsville?
Possibly, if it involved me getting into the world record books. This is what's happened at the Birdsville Big Red Bash Festival. A world record has been broken.
Oh, this is cool because that'd be one of the biggest things happening in Birdsville. It's very, it's like very remote.
Yeah, it's in the Simpson Desert, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I've been to a place sort of near there that's like on the way to Birdsville and it was already like the middle of nowhere.
What they've done is they've actually smashed a world record.
The Novos.
Going to the Birdsville Big Red Bash Festival.
The Novos.
Because they've broken a world record, Crewe.
Oh, my God. What's happened? Because it's such a remote part of the world. Tiny, tiny town.
Not much happens there.
Oh, they're lucky. Like, when people come into town, it's a big event. Like, they'll come over and look at you.
Yeah? I've never been there.
It's like, there's nothing going on.
Now, did you go to many school discos as a kid, Crewe?
Maybe one or two. Really big on it.
Was there anything that was majorly popular at your school disco?
Nothing springs to mind, to be honest.
This will.
They call it Nutbush. Oh, yeah.
The Nutbush, baby.
The staple of that type of event.
Now, the Birdsville Big Red Bash Festival have broken the Nutbush record for the amount of people at one time doing the Nutbush.
Now, this doesn't surprise me in any way, shape, or form. Also, I wonder what the record was before.
Well, the record before was 2,878 people at the previous Birdsville Big Red Bash Festival in 2021.
Ah, so they've gone, right, we can one-up ourselves this time.
Yeah, now they've gone from 2,878 people in 2021 to 4,084 people completing the Nutbush.
Oh, wow.
All at once.
They've really stepped things up here because I think the population of Birdsville normally is like, I don't know, 50 people or something.
Oh, my God. Well, the thing is, the best part about this whole thing was you had to pay $15 to actually participate in the Nutbush, like, challenge, if you will.
Is this so you can get your certificate
probably,
to show?
Probably. But it was actually all going to charity, which was amazing. So
that's
the Royal
good.
Flying Doctor Service. They raised $60,000.
Wow, that's awesome. Because, okay, just for real, in 2016, the population of Birdsville, 140.
There you go. And that means really? 4,084 people.
So if you imagine the size of that town is maybe a shop or something,
yeah,
and you've got 4,000 people turn up, it's a big deal for a place like that.
A lot of tourism dollars there. It's actually quite funny, though, because I was just thinking, when was the last time I did the Nutbush? I couldn't tell you. Because back in the day, at Hamilton Station Hotel, Alicia, who runs karaoke there, used to call at random Nutbush Challenge to any random song. And it didn't matter what, like, the BPM of the song was, you had to Nutbush.
You had to dance to it.
It could be slow, it could be ridiculously fast, and you'd have to Nutbush to it.
Ah, that's cool. A bit of a local bit of nostalgia there.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. Oh, I loved it. It was quite funny. The main one in particular that I remember was she called it during the Screaming Jets' Better. Now, that song is quite slow-ish.
Yeah.
Well, it's not slow, but it's slow-ish. And then at the end of it, it really amps up. And then you've got to go really freaking fast.
Just to keep up.
Just to keep up. It's like one of those core memories that I
love that.
But big ups to the Birdsville Big Red Bash.
Yeah.
Raising $60,000.
For a town of 140 people. That
so
itself's
good.
A record, I reckon.
So good.
Hey, Meg, up next, we've got to talk about Elon Musk.
He's your favourite person.
Well,
in the world.
I just find him this fascinating character.
Yeah.
Because right? obviously he's got his whole Tesla situation, his space company. Also, seems like he loves popping out the kids.
He's got a couple.
Last time I checked in and we had a chat about this, he had 7.
Jeez, all right.
He's just added 2 more to the mix with a different lady.
Of course
it's always a different woman as well. Where it was only a couple of months ago that we talked about Elon Musk's kids before. Because found out he's actually got 7 different kids.
He's a busy man.
A lot of them to different women as well. And now we find out he's... because he sort of went off the radar a little bit for a short time. Like, what's going on? Turns out he's hanging out with this lady who works for one of his companies. Mm. And she's just given birth to twins. And they're his.
So is this 9 now?
This makes 9 kids. Oh. And he's tweeted about it. He said, doing my best to help the underpopulation crisis. A collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces so far.
Nah, mate.
So,
the population hasn't been as big as this ever.
That's right. I don't know what's going on. I think it's like his reference is to it's declining birth rates in America, say.
Yeah.
But how ridiculous. You stabbing out a few extra kids is not going to do anything.
No.
I don't know what's going on. I think, obviously, he just loves having extra, like, more and more kids. He can afford it, to be fair.
What I was going to say, like, the payments that he'd be throwing out there.
Oh, it'd be pretty.
The child support.
Child support would be pretty decent because there are like a lot of different women in the mix.
Mm.
He's got this lady. She's in like a $4 million house in California that he's bought because he just his own home is this like little sort of kit home.
Yeah.
Worth like $50,000 because he sold all his mansions.
Yeah.
Because he's just so eccentric.
Well, he said a while ago he still couch surfs every so often. I'm a regular person, mate. You're the richest person in the world. You're not a regular person.
You can couch surf if you want, but you can also, you know, stay in any hotel you want.
If Elon Musk said, hey, me, can I sleep on your couch? As long as you share a dinner, we're good and we're going somewhere luxe.
You're going somewhere
dinner.
Fancy.
We're going somewhere where, where the lobster is painted in gold.
Macca's drive-thru?
Well, maybe. I'd be getting the Angus burger.
Like with all the extra trimmings.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, we go to Domino's and we get the premium pizzas. And you know how you have to add extra when you get chicken?
Yeah.
He can spring the $2.95 for the chicken and the fancy crust.
He'll pay for it. The stuffed crust every time when Meg goes to Domino's.
Exactly. Oh, you know what? I might not be able to do that, though. He does have an extra 2 kids.
Oh, that's right.
Leave it for the kids.
Yeah, save a bit for that.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo. Feel good Friday.
How good is this?
Oh, it's great to be here on a Friday. Ready to go.
Friday feels. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning, LML. Love my life.
Love your life.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You do, because it's Friday.
Yeah, thank God.
Are you in a vibe today?
Do you know what? I am, but I've been sick like earlier in the week and I feel like it's just catching up with me still.
So in other words, no spicy mugs this weekend for you, just rest.
Oh God, no. I've never been, like I'm one of those guys that has FOMO, so I don't like to sleep that much, but I've never been so excited to just be in bed all weekend.
That's all I expect from you. I'll be very cranky if you actually get out of bed.
Oh, really?
Because is your husband back in town?
Yeah, thank God.
Oh,
you know,
that's
it's been the longest week as well. I think I've messaged Jess like a million times being like, I hate being alone.
Oh,
I'm so sad.
Oh, Jackson.
Yeah.
No,
oh, that's a bit
it's
cute.
Good that he's back.
Horrible.
It's good that he's back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
Live
well, that's all fun.
Weekend,
that
Jack.
Sounds going to be a good weekend.
God, what a buzzkill, eh?
No, that's all right. That's all good. Hey, guys, lads versus lasses up next. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes. And the lads and lasses currently, well, the lads are ahead. It's 53 to 52.
1 point. Let's tie it up by the end of the week, ladies.
Or let's, guys, go into the weekend as winners. Of course, the prize this today is a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown. That's that awesome cafe right in the middle of Katara Home Centre.
Good stuff for the weekend.
Yeah, so if you're in there shopping this weekend, you go, oh, breakfast is on me. $50 worth of food, coffee, that sort of stuff.
If you were going to go to Bunnings and get a Bunnings snack for lunch, no.
What an
snack.
Upgrade.
Gamble and Brown, hello.
Exactly. We need one guy and one girl, 13-10-09. We ask you a couple of cheeky questions, and then whoever gets the most right wins the voucher and a point.
The Novos.
Lads.
Versus lasses.
All right, let's get this thing going. Feel Good Friday edition. Are we still looking for a lass? So, ladies, call now, 13-10-09. Couple of lines open there. Otherwise, the lads just win it straight away instantly, which is okay for me.
We don't want that.
Meg would be very upset and disappointed in you.
Not ideal. Let's go to Mitchell in Wallsend. He's a baker in a relationship for just over a year. Says it's going pretty sweet. Loves himself a Jack Daniels and Coke and says he has a huge fear of falling. Hey, Mitchell.
G'day.
Are you the type of person who has those, like, really weird falling dreams and then you wake up, like, in a sweat?
Bro, when I was younger, I used to have those all the time, and it was the most terrifying thing. It would kill me.
Oh, I hate them. I actually get them on a regular basis.
Really?
Now.
You get the falling dreams?
Yeah, I hate it. All right, let's get you, hopefully, a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown. Question one, what company makes the nice and easy hair dye?
Oh.
Blue and white logo.
L'Oreal.
Nah, it's Clairol, unfortunately.
Oh,
sorry.
God, who would even know that? That's such a hard question.
There we go. All right. Question, so you might get this. Which reality show did Jessica Simpson appear on with her then-husband, Nick Lachey? This was in the early 2000s.
Reality TV. Oh, I didn't watch
him
back in the day.
Nah, buzzing.
Nah, Newlyweds.
God, what even is that?
I love that show.
Really? Oh,
absolutely.
Sounds,
all right,
sounds
multiple
terrible.
Choice then for the final one. Let's get this. What is the brand Burley known for making? Is it A, shoes, B, makeup, or C, underwear?
We'll go underwear.
Yeah.
Well,
one
done,
on the
buddy.
Board, at least. Hey, people are one with less points.
That's true.
Time to meet our lass now. Renee from Charlestown says she's easygoing and loves to eat and says she is not confident that she has the win but had to call up for the lasses. G'day, Renee. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey,
good
Renee.
Morning.
You can literally win with one here with a coin break,
tiebreaker,
coin toss. Don't worry about that. I believe in you.
Oh, God.
Renee does not sound confident. You've got this. All right, here we go. Question one. Tony Stark is the alter ego of which superhero?
Oh, no idea.
It's Iron Man. That's all right. You got a chance here to stay in the game.
Two more chances.
Everything auto and much, much more is the slogan for which shop?
Auto Cheap.
Nice.
You know, really
super cheap order.
You were so close.
Yeah, I was singing that in my head.
Yeah, I know. All right, grinder discs are used in which tool?
Uh, in like a sander? I don't know.
No, it's an angle grinder.
Oh,
the clue was in the name.
Damn, that means
Mitchell. Your beauty, Mitchell, for the win.
Well done, mate. $50 to spend at Gamble and Brown. Breakfast is on you, my friends.
Hell yeah. Cheers, guys.
Good.
No worries,
stuff.
Man. Thanks for coming on the show.
I was hoping we were going to get that win today, but it didn't happen.
No, not today.
Lads on 54.
Yeah,
lads
that's right.
Lads on 52.
We're on the move.
Damn. Hey, up next, we are going to go to Mexico, which I love. I love Mexico.
Yeah, have you ever been?
I've never been. I love watching anything Mexico-related, though, because
yeah,
it's always
right.
sunny. Everyone seems so happy.
I know, the food. Oh, the food.
Have you ever seen a Mexican wedding before?
Look, only on TV. It looks pretty cool, though.
Well, the Mexican wedding happened not too long ago, and there was an interesting... one of the mayors in Mexico got married to someone who I did not think he would get married to.
Oh, okay.
A little bit different. We'll get into the details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
And yeah, we are going over to Mexico because the mayor, one of the mayors in Mexico has gotten married recently.
Oh, that's
very
nice for him.
Time.
Yeah, good news.
Yeah, possibly starting a family, things like that. And the thing is, though, what he's done is I've seen the photos of this. Very interesting. It looks like something possibly out of like a cartoon. We're talking The Simpsons or maybe possibly like Family Guy. He's married an alligator.
What? Is that even legal there?
Well, what it is, it's a ritual ceremony over there to bring prosperity, right? Which I love the idea of that. Really, really cool. And I thought, you know, if you're going to marry an alligator, so be it, mate. Good for you. But
yeah,
the thing
whatever
is,
makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy in life, as long as you're a happy couple and you're doing all the good things, we're good. However, the photo is what's getting me. We'll chuck this on the Novo's Instagram a little bit later on this morning. The alligator is dressed up in full wedding attire.
And I want to know what happens on the wedding night.
Yes.
You know, is that are they going to consummate the marriage?
Yeah.
What's the honeymoon going to be like? Where do they go for the honeymoon?
Did he get some tips from Steve Irwin on how to handle this situation?
Well,
I don't know.
Good question. He would have had to get them a long time ago.
So it's one of the mayors there, Hugo Sosa. So he married this alligator, dressed it all up. And it's only a small alligator. I'll give him that. It's only like probably, I would say, maybe 1 or 2 years old. It's not one
just
of the big
guys. Just a little alligator.
Just a little alligator. Like the poor bugger. Okay, it's really strange because looking at the photo, the alligator, because they've had to put obviously something around the nose and mouth area, obviously, so it doesn't
What, some lipstick?
People. No. No, maybe that's later on. Maybe this is pre-makeup phase of the wedding photos. But it's got like the veil on. It's got the white veil, and I feel really weird because it actually looks like it's smiling.
I'm sorry.
Have you seen the photo?
No, I'll have a look in a second. But yeah. I'm sorry. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Well, obviously, it's a ceremony to bring prosperity to the village that they live in. You know, obviously,
you
part of their culture. That's
do
really
you need
really
to
cool.
Put the veil on.
But it looks like it does look something interesting, and the alligator genuinely looks happy, and that makes me really happy that it's getting like, this is my day. Do you know how a bride's like, this is my day? When
I know.
Rather than this is our day, it's always this is my day.
The alligator, very happy with the whole situation.
If you're single at the moment and you really want to get married, maybe you can marry yourself an alligator.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
We'll try and put the photos on.
I don't know what the laws are about that in Australia.
No. Don't go to the reptile park and start chatting up an alligator. It's probably not going to happen.
No.
We might chuck the photos up on the Novos_Instagram later on today so you can check it out.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jager bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
We were chatting around the team after the show yesterday about like kids' sports and all that kind of stuff because a lot of it's going to be cancelled this weekend.
No doubt, around the region.
Yeah, and I used to do swimming as a kid. We used to go to Morissette Pool and we all did swim club, all my sisters and I. And I got one of those participation trophies at the end of the end of the year. It's like, oh, you did really well. I don't think I ever won a race,
yeah.
But I got that participation like trophy, and I was excited about it. But Jackson, you don't necessarily agree with participation awards, do you?
No, because it just creates a soft society, don't you think? Like, everyone gets a participation award. Ooh, you showed up, big deal. Just because you show up doesn't mean you're doing a job, doesn't mean you're doing a good job, do you know what I mean? And not to be mean to my kids when I have them, but I'm not going to accept a participation award for them or let them accept a participation award if they haven't put in the effort.
See, I loved it when I was there because swimming was all I did, but as I said, I never won the race. And that trophy's the only trophy I ever got.
See,
so I hold it in high regard.
Because I did, you know, few sports in primary school, high school, that sort of stuff. Mm. And if I ever got one of those participation trophies, I actually found them kind of embarrassing.
Bit condescending?
Yeah, like, what's the... I don't know. It just felt embarrassing. Like, you carry that thing away because you always have to carry it home.
Mm.
You're like, oh, this doesn't mean anything.
Sometimes it's a trophy. Sometimes it's a medal or a ribbon.
Whatever it is.
Something like
I was
that.
Like, this is a bit embarrassing. So I think I'm sort of with Jackson on this one. I think they need to get rid of these damn things.
All right. 13109, should participation awards just be banned outright?
Is it breeding a soft society?
Exactly. Do you agree with Jackson? It just breeds a soft society. We've got this on our Instagram story at the moment as well, the Nobos _ on Instagram. You can vote. But 13109 to get involved. We do have Knights tickets up for grabs versus the Rabbitohs tonight.
The Nobos.
We're talking on 13109. Should participation awards be banned? This came up after the show yesterday. A discussion amongst the team. The only real award I ever got from sport was a participation award when we did swimming. I think I was like 5 years old. That's the only one I ever got. But Jackson, a lovely producer, believes, nah, get rid of them. They're creating entitled kids, essentially.
And when I used to get them sometimes, I'd be like, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, you didn't like them at all.
I didn't grow up with participation awards, can I just say this?
Yeah.
And there's a certain generation that's coming through the workforce now, and I know because I have to train them here sometimes. You know, they don't last.
Yeah.
You know, they have just this attitude of like, oh, well, I did bare minimum. Hello, I'm deserving. No, you're not. You're a bit shithouse, and no one's ever told you that.
And you've never heard it from somebody's actual mouth before.
All right, well, let's go to the phones then. Peter is in Western. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you going?
Doing good. Participation awards, should we ban them?
Yeah, I'm on Jackson's side. I do not agree with them. I grew up when we didn't get participation awards. If you didn't work your ass off, you didn't get anything.
That's true.
I did the swim club, at, like you, Meg, and if we didn't win, we didn't get trophies, didn't get anything.
See, the only participation I got award was at the end of the season. I never got it for anything else. And I think they just really felt bad for me because I actually sucked. It was really brutal.
One thing I would say to Peter is that she's obviously still got that work hard attitude. That's why
Which
you're
I
up
love.
And about at 6:45 in the morning. You know?
People,
that's why
exactly.
You're up and at him already. Michael is up next. How you doing?
Not too bad, hell yeah.
Really good. Should participation awards be banned?
Yeah, absolutely. Get rid of them. You know, if you know good, you should know that you know good.
That's true. But some of these kids are like 5 and 6 years old. They don't really understand the fact that they suck.
No, they'll learn eventually. It's like if you go out for a game of cricket, you walk all the way out the bat, you get bowled out the first ball, what are they going to do? Give you an award when you come back?
That's true. You've got to do the walk of shame back to the sheds.
That's right. They come back and you get a trophy.
Michael, have you noticed in your work, like, young people coming in that are a bit weak?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a bloody bunch of pansies.
There you go.
Hey,
see what it's breeding?
Affecting
see
workplaces.
See what participation awards are breeding? Oh, my God. Let's go to the Instagram poll that I put up earlier. Should participation awards be banned? 67% saying yes.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, 33% for no. But you know what? Obviously, yeah, get rid of them. We don't want them anymore.
Obviously, almost 2/3. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Do you remember Armie Hammer, the reported cannibal?
Yeah, the guy likes eating people. Yeah.
So there was a rumour of what he's up to now, and his lawyer's spoken out and confirmed or denied. I'll tell you what it was. And Martha Stewart, she's got that podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real savage one with Kris Jenner. I'm going to play the audio, get your thoughts on what she asked her and if she was a bit out of line.
All right, we'll get the details next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with Jackson? What do you have for us first?
Let's start with Armie Hammer. So, very interesting fall.
The human
from
muncher.
Grace. Yeah, this song would be appropriate. Allegedly. Yeah. Alleged cannibal.
Allegedly.
Anyway, there was a rumour after that all come out that he was working in the Cayman Islands as a hotel concierge, which
what?
Is quite the downfall, right? His lawyers have come out and addressed this because it's floating around Twitter right now and people are saying, oh, he's my bellboy. He took my bags to my room. Apparently, it's not true. It's just a rumour.
Okay.
But there are photos of this guy in like a bellhop outfit.
Maybe he's just playing into the rumours, maybe.
But this is what I find so weird. Like, they've come out now and they're denying it, but I actually think that this is potentially a true story.
Yeah.
Do you think it's, maybe this is him trying to just get some good publicity again?
Possibly, but do you really want the alleged cannibal taking your bags to your room?
I don't.
You know, turning down your bed at night?
I would rather just not be associated with him in the slightest. Thank you very much.
Very interesting. I don't think we're ever going to see him have a movie career, so it would make sense that he's in the Cayman Islands.
Going to do something.
Yes.
And hide away from taxes.
Poor old Armie Hammer. Poor old Kris Jenner. I'm going to say that. What do you think about this, right? So Martha Stewart's got this podcast, which I have told you about.
Yes.
We've finally got a couple of episodes from her.
She did an episode with Snoop Dogg, right?
She did, which was very interesting.
Famous, yeah.
We spoke a lot about the devil's lettuce. But she's asked Kris Jenner a very interesting question, and the internet's divided as to whether Martha Stewart is a little bit out of date or whether she was, perfectly within her rights.
Okay.
So how does it feel when your girls are going out and getting pregnant with men who are not their husbands?
I know.
You've evolved, haven't you?
I guess so. I learned so much along the way that I knew nothing about before, and I think that I am easy once I understand it. It's like with the girls. They could throw anything at me, and I'm here for them. There's nothing that I would judge.
Do you think that Martha Stewart should be judging the fact that they're having children outside of marriage?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
I will point out Martha Stewart was born in 1941.
Yes, she's in her 70s,
quite
80s.
Some time ago.
It's interesting that, once you reach a certain age and there's a certain era of people, and this is a blanket statement, so don't get offended if you are listening, you're born in 1941, you're actually just chill AF. But people can just say what they want sometimes, and that's just acceptable. It's actually not. Age is not a reason to be disrespectful.
No, that's right. Like, you can't just go, oh, they're old, they don't understand.
No.
They can learn.
It'll be interesting if she gets cancelled for her statements.
Probably not, though.
She'd care, to be honest.
It's so true.
No one wants to cancel an old lady that spent 5 years in the clink for tax evasion. That's do you know what I mean? We all
love
it.
She riches hell.
And she makes a great apple pie, apparently. So, whatever.
I'll have to try her recipe one day. I've never tried them. I've forgotten her name now.
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. I was about to say Margaret Thatcher. Like, where did that come from?
Oh my God, mate, respect your elders.
Yeah.
The Novos. New FM. Weather. Feeling chilly, warm up with a cool ride, sunny and 17 degrees today and tomorrow. Mostly sunny before a wet Sunday, 95% chance of rain. Right now it's 8 degrees at Spears Point, and Newcastle's best music pays with New FM's $10,000 cash tracks. The more you listen, the more cash you can win. 105.3 New FM. The Novos.
The Novos. With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
Well, talking about this yesterday, because you know me, I'm the ultimate gift giver.
Yeah, you love it.
I love to just, go out of my way to try and find gifts that will really make someone happy. My ideal thing is if I can make them cry with happiness,
then you've done your job.
I've done my job, but then there's a part of me as well that also sometimes I like to give a gift that is kind of a bit for me.
I like this.
Time.
This is interesting.
So when we were kids, my sisters and I, we were looking at possibly getting my mum a coffee machine.
Yeah.
A beautiful coffee machine, because all of my sisters, apart from I, drink coffee.
So they were like, this is a gift. We'll buy it for her.
Yeah.
You get to tick off Christmas or something.
Yeah.
And then really, you're going to use it all the time.
You get the benefits.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, my mum does not drink coffee. At all. She's a tea drinker, but we were opting to get her a coffee machine.
This is so funny.
Don't know why. We thought it'd be a great idea. We never followed through with it. But yeah.
One of my best mates, he is famous for this. He bought his wife a very expensive, like $2,500 barbecue for her birthday.
Of course he did.
And like, she doesn't even like barbecuing. It was 100% for him. And he just thought, like, this is a good way. He's like, oh, you know, I'll be able to tick off her birthday gift. And really, it was 100% for him.
He needed an excuse to buy a $2,500 barbecue, and his wife's birthday was around the corner. I'll just use this.
You can tell he'd been calculating it in his mind for ages.
All right. 1309, did you buy a gift for someone, but it was really for you?
Or are you on the other end of it? Like, do you have a partner that does it? Like, they buy something for you, but really, it's for them.
Yeah, we'll take your calls after Nelly arrived with me on 105.3 UFM. You're with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. We've got night tickets up for grabs, by the way, as well.
The Novos.
And we are talking on 1309. Did you buy a gift for someone that was really for you? Or have you had it the opposite? Someone's bought you something that was really for them. So I was thinking about this last night, and I bought tickets, right, to a band called Steel Panther, because I love Steel Panther. And my boyfriend at the time was, he liked them. He thought they were all right. So what did I do for his birthday? I got him a double bus.
Oh, we're going together.
We're going together. We're going to see Steel Panther, babe. And the worst part was we broke up before the gig and I let him keep the ticket.
Oh, it's so awkward.
That was my karma.
Now, we put this on Facebook and Michael said, yep, my wife 100% adores her 12-foot custom spin rod with a perfectly balanced Van Ford 5000 reel.
This would be like you getting Emmy Weber accessories.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something for
totally
Christmas.
Totally inappropriate.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, what did you buy for someone that was really for you?
My mum had this new perfume that was amazing in her opinion, but it was playing up with my nose and I wasn't a fan, so I got her some beautiful perfume to wear, but so much better than the one she was wearing.
I got to ask, how much did you drop on the perfume? Because some perfumes are not cheap.
It was worthwhile, put it that way.
Worth the money just to get the smell that you want.
Thank you, Katie.
Very funny. One more from Facebook who says that their husband bought her a gurney for Christmas. Obviously, it was for him.
Obviously.
Because there's something that a lot of men...
It's a bloke thing. You love
pressure washers. There's something about pressure washers.
I've seen guys sit there on YouTube and just watch people pressure clean things.
That's another thing. Watching people pressure wash.
It's like the kids who watch the gamers and all.
Oh,
and
ridiculous.
Unboxing toys on YouTube. It is the male equivalent of that.
Exactly. Hey, up next, we've got to talk Joe Biden because obviously when you're the president, every single move you make is watched so carefully.
Criticised.
Yeah, exactly. He was doing this speech and he was holding a piece of paper. And somebody has taken a photo of what was written on there. It's actually amazing.
The Novos.
Of course, Biden is a very busy man, Joe Biden, US president, because he's got so many events on and stuff. But his staff are obviously not very trusting of him, not sort of, I don't know, forgetting what he's supposed to be doing, etc.
Yeah,
because
okay.
He has been known to sort of, I don't know, he starts like chatting to people and then he forgets what he's got to do today and they have to like lead him off to go and do his various stuff.
He's a bit of a rambler. Yeah.
He was doing this like press conference opportunity or sort of a meeting for this like wind energy event.
Okay.
So he had to go over there and do some stuff. Now, he was photographed holding this piece of paper round the wrong way, mind you.
Of course.
Which had on the back of it a full list of what he had to do. Now, this is so specific. Have a listen to this. You enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to participants. You take your seat. Press enters. You give brief comments. 2 minutes only. Press depart. You ask Liz Shuler, president of the AFL-CIO, one question. Liz is joining virtually. You thank participants. You depart.
Now, you're emphasising on the you part. Is there any reason for that?
It's in bold and capital letters.
Oh, my God. So, in other words, he has no idea. So I
where
reckon,
he is, okay, what he's doing, and why he's there.
He's being briefed beforehand, I reckon. And they know from past experience he's not going to remember any of what they've said.
Yeah.
So they've written this.
It's so specific and intense and like in dot points and in big text so that he can read it with his tiny little eyes.
It's like when you give like your grandparents a note on how to work the remote or something.
The TV
you
remote.
You press this button. You press this button. Do not press this button.
It's like my dad trying to understand computers. He writes everything down. It's like so exhausting. That's exactly what it's like.
I know someone, one of them, who had the notepad full of all their passwords. Like that is not even, that's not clever to have, my friend. I understand the logic behind it.
That's what Joe Biden definitely has, a big notepad with all his passwords.
With very big letters.
Nuclear codes passwords. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who would have guessed?
Poor Bo Jordan. Bo Jordan, the new president of America. Joe Biden, thank you, Crevo.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as, new FM.
Now, we've seen it in the last couple of weeks, COVID-19 infections, they have seemed to go back up at an alarming rate. Mm. It's unfortunate. I've been talking to mates and they've said our work schedule's just been thrown into chaos because so many people are off sick with COVID. And it's like the start of the year when it really ramped up with Omicron.
Yeah.
And they're starting to advise now for a fourth booster, fourth shot.
It seems to be happening all over the place. I've got a friend in Queensland and they went to a party and they're... Everyone at the party has it.
It's weird because it blows my mind to a degree because when it first started COVID in Australia and you went anywhere near anyone with it, it was mass panic.
That's right.
And now it's just like, oh, I went to work with someone who had COVID. Oh, okay. It's a bit more lax. I think we need to be a bit more vigilant in what we're doing.
Careful,
And that's why they're saying we need to get this fourth jab. We're going to get into more details next about it because it is quite important. And we're going to put a poll up on our Instagram as well whether you're going to get the fourth jab or not. We'll get into it next.
The Novos.
Everybody! I know it's a Friday. We're not talking about those kind of shots, though, are we?
No.
So come out this week saying the fourth boost is going to be recommended specifically for people over the age of 30. So anyone who's aged over the age of 50 to 64 should have their fourth dose, while people aged 30 to 49 may choose to have a fourth shot.
Now, this is interesting because if you're under 30... What do? You just don't have one.
Maybe you've got to wait a little bit longer. Mate, you know how they did the age rollout at the start when there wasn't that many vaccines available?
Are we lacking now? Like, is that an issue or are they just trying to...
Well, they're predicting a third wave of COVID infections, obviously. There's new variants coming out left, right and centre. Omicron obviously screwed things up at the beginning of the year and that just skyrocketed cases throughout the country. We were quite low compared to that. I think this week we had 10,000 deaths
just past 10,000
in Australia. Look, to be fair, granted, like, America hit over a million.
Yeah.
So 10,000, look, it's not great, don't get me wrong, but still, I think we did things right.
Still good, yeah.
People are talking about possibly bringing mask mandates back in.
Oh, God.
Now, for me in particular, like, I will admit I was quite lax. I only recently got my third COVID jab.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm talking a couple of weeks ago. This is after I had the flu.
Yeah.
And the reason behind it was I knew that I could get the flu jab and the COVID jab in one day, and which has made life a lot easier. Like, I thought it was going to be, I'm going to have to go to either the GP or the chemist to get the flu jab, and then I'm going to have to wait 3 weeks and then go get it another day. You know, when you've got that kind of mentality, it's just like, well, it's just too bloody hard, I'm not going to do it. But when you know you can get it on the one day, it makes it very easy.
Yeah, it's super easy. Just went like in a chemist and they just do it. You can have it both in the same arm even.
Yeah, I got mine in different arms, and it was funny because one arm recovered quite well from one and the other one was a little bit sore for a couple of days. It was really strange. But we've chucked this on our Instagram story for you to vote on, the Novos _ to have a look.
Yeah, so we just wanted to like take the temperature of Newcastle and the Hunter and see how people were feeling about getting a fourth jab,
yeah,
really.
So we put this up earlier this morning. Let's have a look at the results so far. So for people who will or will not be getting a fourth COVID jab, 56% saying yes, 44% saying no.
Oh, really? It's quite a lot saying no still.
Yeah, still a few. There's obviously people, reasons behind it.
Mm.
I personally think it's a great idea, but then again, I'm not a medical professional, so obviously don't take my advice.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
are worried about it, go speak to your doctor. But
they've got all the info.
Exactly.
I think basically, like, they must be getting better and better at this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the timing as well, you know. That's sort of why I got mine now when I did, because I thought, you know, there's still a few months of winter, and last winter it went mad.
And so, you've avoided it so far.
So far, knock on
wood.
Great.
A lot of people I know have been in situations where I'm surprised they haven't got it, because they've been hanging out with people who caught it and they just didn't. I reckon there's some people out there who just don't get it.
Yeah, just very lucky.
It's amazing. But the fourth dose will be eligible for people over 30 next week. So if you can book in with your chemist,
right.
I'll
say
get it done. But if you've got any questions, of course, talk to your medical professional.
Yeah, no, interesting to see how the Hunter is reacting to this fourth dose.
We'll recap that later in the show, actually.
Yeah, see how the poll goes and continues.
Yeah.
Now, next we're talking a little bit of a fast food situation here, because these ladies went in to order some fries and they asked for a sauce. And in this particular, it's like a fancy fast food place. They're like $1.75 for an extra sauce, which is a fair bit.
Yeah.
Now, your reaction is a normal reaction. Oh, that's a bit expensive.
Steep.
They've done over $20,000 in damage.
What? Oh, angry.
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 Super angry. They should have just bought the sauce.
Novos. I'm so angry.
Yeah, so these three ladies, they came into a fast food type place, a little bit of a fancy one. You know those type of places that are focused only on fries, basically, or there's
like Lord of the Fries,
something like that. Anyway, they went in there and they said, look, we want this order. They got their order. They said, oh, can we get an extra sauce? They said, oh, that'll be $1.75. Must be some fancy sauce, right?
Truffle aioli or something.
Exactly, right? And anyway, they go in there, they ask for it. They say, yep, that'll be the cost. They absolutely crack it, thinking sauce should be free. One of them grabs a couple of the stools, like a bar stools that are there, throws them across the counter. Like in between the gaps in the perspex, you know, they've got the barrier. They like aimed it perfectly, went straight through, smashing into the machines. They grabbed the like the point of sale things off the counter, ripped them off as
like
well.
Like the Apple's machines.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Exactly. They're throwing the there was ketchup bottles that were on the counter, throwing them across, smashing sauce pumps into the whole like screen.
You're
and
kidding.
Everything. They caused $20,000 worth of damage in just a couple of minutes.
For $1.75's worth of sauce.
This, to me, is peak stupidity. Like, how dumb can you be when all you had to do was either pay for the sauce or go on your way with just a little bit less sauce in your life?
Well, so what
life goes on.
What you said was extra sauce. So, you know what? If you've only got a limited amount of sauce and you don't want to spend $1.75, you use it sparingly.
Yeah.
You don't dip the whole chip in and double dip. You go, okay, a little bit of sauce on the chip.
Will do. And move on with your life. It's not that bad.
That's ridiculous.
People are so stupid, and to cause all of this damage over such a small thing. Anyway, they've been punished. They're off to jail.
Good.
One of them being held on a $5,000 bond, which to me seems like not quite enough if you cause 20 G's worth of damage.
Yeah, but they're on $5,000 bond for $1.75 worth of sauce.
Stupid as they come. Like, just, I don't know. There's no one, if you're working like in fast food or whatever, deserves this kind of attitude.
Absolutely not.
The person behind the counter, all they do is follow the directions of their boss. If they have to charge for sauce, that's what they have to do.
Do you think that the people who are serving you are the ones going, I'll charge them $1.75?
No.
Absolutely
not. They don't
not.
Make the rules, and
the
they're
head
not
head office is the one who makes that rule. You know what? You got an issue. Call the complaint line.
Exactly.
Don't cause $20,000 worth of damage. What jerks.
Yeah, like that sort of thing just annoys me, because those people that work there, they don't deserve that happening to their night.
But you were saying as well that they were throwing like the sauce bottle. So obviously there were probably particular sauces that were free, like your tomato, your barbecue, all that
exactly,
kind of stuff.
The
but
basics.
They wanted the luxe stuff.
Yeah, and that's why
they didn't want to pay for it.
You got to pay for your goods. absolutely the dumbest people on the planet right now.
Nothing in this life is free, my friend, including $1.75 worth of sauce.
The Novos.
They're local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P Diddy. It's Diddy gone.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Obviously, all the flooding going around the Hunter at the moment, devastating. But when there's things like this happening, especially in our community, that's when people step up.
Novocastrians are known for helping each other, especially when times are tough.
Now, you might have seen this going around on social media in Gilston Heights right now because they are cut off, unfortunately. Harvey Little, he's got a bit of a tinny going around and delivering things to people that can't, don't have access to anything at the moment.
That's right, because a lot of people are cut off from, they can't drive anywhere. Now, if you haven't planned for this, which most people haven't, no one knew it was going to flood this badly. Then,
worst floods in decades.
Yeah, you can be stuck, and it can be can get quite serious with food and medications and stuff like that.
Well, this is what he's doing. He's taking grocery items, medication, other essentials over to stranded families. This came up on Facebook, though, yesterday, saying, Harvey Little is an absolute legend for ferrying residents in and out of Gilston Heights. Our youngest granddaughter, Sophie, was extremely excited to get a seat on the boat this afternoon, as it means she'll be reunited with her sister and she'll still get to see Disney on Ice. That just hit me because, like, kids sometimes don't really understand what's going on.
Yeah,
and the
that's
idea
right.
of missing out on something like Disney on Ice when you're a little one would break your heart. And you've got someone like Harvey, who's doing this. Amazing.
Yeah, he's just, you know, getting into the community spirit and helping out where he can, and that's just such a nice thing.
So good. We're going to chat to his partner, Holly, on the other side of this to find out how they're going with everything as well. And just tell them what absolute legends they are, basically.
The Novos.
Community spirit is what it's all about right now.
Oh, isn't it what? Because obviously a lot of people going through it with the floods right now. It's been so much bigger than people expected. And it can become quite, you know, more than an inconvenience. It can become a danger for some people.
Absolutely. And you might have seen this story on NBN News last night about Harley Little. Just play a little bit from it.
Meanwhile, at Gilliston Heights, Harley Little shepherding around 200 locals in his boat today.
Getting everyone with their families. Getting supplies over for them. I'll keep going while the floods are on. If I can help as many people out, I will. As long as the boat holds up.
Oh, what a legend.
I know. A local legend.
Now, he's out on the boat at the moment, obviously doing his good thing. So, we've got his partner, Holly, on the phone. Hey, Holly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well now. Are you keeping safe? You keeping dry?
Well, I'm currently at home at the moment with my three children and my pregnant self, so.
Oh, my God. How far along are you?
About 29 weeks today.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations, first of all. Well done. So what's the boat been like with Harley at the moment? Obviously, things in Gilston Heights, not great. Where did he get the idea from just bring the boat out and go, let's do this?
Well, we were in that situation last year. We were over at Gilliston Heights, so we were flooded in. So we understand how every Gilliston Heights resident is feeling right now. This year we're over at Cliffley side. He went and helped the Surf Lifesavers yesterday take their boat off, and they literally went over one side and come back and then put their boat back on.
Oh.
And Harley was sort of like a little bit disappointed when he spoke to the bloke after, and he went and rang the SES and the Cessnock Police Station. They gave him the all clear, and he said, well, good, I'm going to go and help these locals out because I know everyone's putting on their post that they need help.
Yeah.
So it was just basically like that. It was just the instinct that he said, no, I'm going to go do something and do it. Like, and it was really, he said, look, I don't want to take any money off people. He said, but I'm just a bit worried I'm going to run out of fuel. And I said, well, look, if we ask the community to help out with donations towards fuel money or that, it would be much appreciated. And like I said, any money that's left over, we will be looking at a charity to donate the rest to.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's so good. Is there, how can they donate a little bit of extra for fuel or whatever?
So we have jumped onto the residents of Gilliston Heights Facebook page and Cliffley Meadows community pages on Facebook. And we have put our bank details on there if they want to do it that way. Otherwise, anyone that's needing or like requiring any help or anything like that, Harley is taking the boat as we speak across. So he is happy to take cash off anyone if they need it. He's actually also had a few people offer to rebuild his whole motor. It's been cutting in and out from the debris that's in the water.
Yeah,
so, I didn't even think of that. Look, doesn't that just show how good the community there is and how much people are willing to help, you know, others out when they need it?
Exactly, yes. And that's what I mean. Like, any bit of help that he can get, like, to help every other person out it's great.
Much appreciated.
This honestly warms my heart so much because so many people out there would be struggling. As you said, you were in that situation last year and the first thing that came to mind was, we need to help these people.
It actually originally started off, like, my sister was over there. So it originally started off that my sister and my, like, two of our best friends were, like, actually stuck over there. So I said to my sister, I'm like, look, we'll pull you back over. We're allowed to. We'll bring the dogs and everything over. She got over safe. And then he said, why stop there? We might as well just keep bringing people over, like, to help them out.
This is a testament to the type of people you two are.
Like, yeah, that's
seriously.
So lovely.
So lovely.
You're pregnant at home. You know, you got
Looking after the kids.
And he's out there doing that. So thank you so much for, you know, on behalf of us and all of the community for what you're doing. And this just shows how great Newcastle and the surrounds are.
Yeah.
You know, we just care for each other. And this is just a embodiment of that story. So thanks for coming on and sharing that with us.
That's okay. I just wanted to let everyone know that he's there till 4 today if anyone in the Gillison Heights will quickly need anything at all.
Well, we'll share the Facebook page that you're a part of on our New FM Facebook as well, so people can get in contact if they need it. Thank you so much, and good luck with Bub as well.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, how cute.
Isn't that like good story on top of good story? Awesome
you
stuff.
You know what? I would love to, like, personally, I would love to nominate them for Australian of the Year because that's the kind of thing that Australians do.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd love to nominate. That would be fantastic. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Let's dust Macy Gray off the archive shelf.
Oh, no.
She said some things about transgender people and now she's fighting with her fans and I'll give you all the details.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, it's What's the Goss time with producer Jackson. Now turn that music down for a second, Meg. Okay. Everyone quiet. That's just me dusting off Macy Gray because I believe you got a story about her.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to need a leaf blower, not just those tiny little breaths to get that dust away from her. Macy Gray has offended a few people by her views on transgender people. Now, she doesn't said anything like she's against transgender people, but just her comments have ruffled some feathers. This is what she had to say with, of all people, Piers Morgan.
And I will say this, and everybody's going to hate me, but as a woman, just because you go change your parts doesn't make you a woman.
Right.
Sorry.
You feel that?
I know that for a fact.
She followed this up on Twitter saying, I've got nothing against the LGBT plus community or transgender communities at all. I've been a supporter since day one and never a fake one. My statement on Piers Morgan was grossly misunderstood. I respect everyone. Anyway, the only person that's really come out and supported her is J.K. Rowling. Shocked.
Are you serious?
And she
shocked
said,
and horrid.
Today feels like a good day that I ensure I buy all of Macy Gray's entire back catalogue.
Get off it, love.
But fans have come out and they've said, you know what? You need to be responsible with her. Massive platform, which is true. Like, everyone has an opinion, right or wrong, whatever. You don't have to agree all the time. I think it's important to be kind. I don't necessarily think she was malice in what she said, but I think the way she's handling the backlash is interesting because she just said F off.
Yeah.
That's all she's responded with.
She's saying that she still loves the community, blah, blah, blah. I understand. Okay, you can still love the community, but if you love the community, you would understand what they're going through and you're discounting what someone who is going male to female has gone through.
That's right.
Absolutely.
With very little understanding if you've never gone through anything like
that. Exactly.
How do you know what their experience is like?
Don't say you support that community when you made that statement. Sorry.
Also, too, my biggest rule of thumb, like, I always go by this. I'm like, if I don't want to have a broader conversation around this and be open to learning and being open to telling my side of why I think a way that I do and having like an adult conversation about it instead of just saying F off,
yeah,
then maybe don't use your platform to express an opinion.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And then just shut off the conversation and the ability for both sides to grow and learn.
100%.
Yeah, I think...
Oh, she's going to get backlash for this for
ages. No doubt. And what's JK Rowling piling on for?
Like, oh, because she likes to jump on anything.
Stay at home.
Well, yeah. She famously made remarks.
I know.
Were out of context,
this is, why I don't like Harry Potter anymore.
Harry Potter reunion.
Yeah, just ridiculous.
We'll see how it goes in the future, I guess. Oh, dear. Poor Macy Gray. Oh, I'll say poor Macy Gray, but you know what?
Not really.
Well, look, it's never nice for anyone to be piled on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think in this instance, there's no real reason for it. I don't think she was utterly offensive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that, again, just have the conversation.
Have the conversation. She explains herself a little bit better, but the blanket statement that she made was a little bit off.
The Novos. The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
All right, 105 minutes commercial free coming up very soon with producer Jackson.
Yo, just a reminder too about Cash Tracks. I just mentioned it.
Oh, yes.
Did we hear yesterday that Susan got a clean sweep?
She did. She's got herself, $50 voucher for...
Young Street Hotel
in
Harrington. So good.
Good.
Green Day could score you money. I can't confirm or deny. Julia Michaels.
Beautiful.
As well. And I love this so much. Dua Lipa, Calvin Harris, brand new stuff.
Amazing.
Potion.
Beautiful. I love these two teaming up together. What was the last one? One Kiss.
Yeah, One Kiss.
It sounds like a collaboration between that and Feels with Katy Perry.
Oh,
mix those two
together,
you get this song.
This should be in like the bedroom playlist, don't you reckon?
I think so. I like that idea.
Is it in your bedroom playlist, Jackson?
Yeah, I'll chuck it in.
Will be
excellent.
Now he's mentioned it. You guys will only block of ad-free music coming your way after 9 o'clock.
The Novos.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our new FM Knights Kids.
It's a money can't buy experience, and my God, it must be so exciting to be a kid that's selected for this, going out with the roar of the crowd all around you. And tonight, the weather's going to be good too, so you know it's going to be a big crowd out
there. Everyone's going to want to be out there.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the only way you can win this is by heading to newfm.com.au, getting your registrations in, and making sure you're in with a chance for this.
Exactly. Let's go to Jessica in Rayworth. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really good. Your little one is a bit of a football fanatic, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a big man crush on Mitch Barnett.
Oh.
That's funny.
So your little one's name's Jake, yeah?
Yeah, Jakaiza.
Jakaiza, I love that name. Well, he's going to be running out onto the field tonight at the Knights vs Bunnies at McDonald Jones Stadium. How good?
He's so excited, we told him, and he was just smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, I love that.
And as well, it's school holidays too, and there's not much going on during school holidays with all this weather. This is something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I love it. Well, congratulations. It's going to be
huge
so good.
Congrats.
If you go into the Knights game tonight, make sure you look out for
look
him.
Out.
And
look
make
out.
Sure you cheer extra
give,
hard.
Give him a massive cheer.
Oh, could you imagine being that kid with the butterflies?
I know. You've got the ball and they say, right, that's where you run it out to.
Yeah.
Just amazing. What a great experience. And once more, if you are wanting to register for your child or if you're a kid that's listening, get your mum and dad to register. Newfm.com.au. It's so easy and you could be the next one doing this.
Yeah. Up next, we know the state is ravaged at the moment by COVID. Floods, bloody flu, everything like that. So that means, unfortunately, blood donations are down at the Red Cross. And we want to try and build up a bit of a momentum to get people donating again. So we're going to speak to Gemma from the Australian Red Cross next about just getting behind the blood bank.
Yeah, because they're getting pretty desperate at the moment, actually. They really need supplies.
Yeah, we'll talk to her next.
The Novos.
And unfortunately, in the last month or two, we've seen the rates of people donating blood across Australia drop due to people having to cancel their appointments, COVID, the flu, and right now in Newcastle and the Hunter, flood is
an issue as well. Yeah.
So we've got Gemma from the Australian Red Cross on the phone right now. Hey, Gemma.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. So what's the situation like at the moment? Like, how many cancellations are you looking at in an average week?
Yeah, so across the country right now, we're seeing around 30,000 cancellations across the country, which is, you know, quite extraordinary. We really haven't seen these kinds of cancellations due to colds and flu really since 2019. So, you know, our donors are certainly feeling the impact. But we've also seen across the last few days that a lot of our donors just are unable to get to donor centres, or, you know, they're sick also with COVID-19.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a huge impact really across the state, really, to our donor centres, and, you know, lots of empty chairs.
So just how badly are you needing new donations then in this area?
Yeah, so we currently have the real concern for us right now is that we only have around a day supply across New South Wales of the emergency blood type, which is blood group O. So we're really concerned about that group, and we'd really encourage anybody who's, you know, feeling fit and well and healthy and doesn't have any illness symptoms and isn't impacted by flooding to please call us on 13 14 95 and see if you can come in. We are making a big effort to open our donor centres for, you know, as long as we can. So we're open every day at the moment and from early in the morning till later in the evening just to try and make it as easy for people out there to come and help.
Well, I was looking at it last night because I'm thinking, I knew we were speaking to you today, and I'm like, how easy is it to go onto the website? I booked a blood appointment today at Lambton in 30 seconds, so quick. Like, it's really easy to do, and it's life-saving.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you donate a bag of blood this week, you'll get a text message when it's on its way to a hospital. And that happens really in as little as 24 hours once you've done all the testing. But I mean, it's literally the only way you can save lives with your feet up watching TV and someone bringing you a milkshake.
I know, right? How easy.
Yeah, that's right. And it is so good to do. So thank you for all the work that you're doing. And to anyone that's listening who's got the spare time.
Yeah.
Just as Meg said, it's 30 seconds to book in. The whole thing doesn't take very long at all.
Thank you so much, Gemma, from the Australian Red Cross. If you can do it, trust me.
Get in there and get involved.
We've got so many bookings available too. Mm. Like, I have my choice of any time this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Just do it right now if you can.
Now, Meg, we wanted to do a little special mention of the cash track, the first one of today, right?
It's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
I feel like giving people a little bit of a nudge in the right direction, if you will. If you missed it at 8 o'clock this morning, Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits, was your first cash track.
Right,
now,
that one
down.
The
boss is going to yell at me for doing this, but I thought, it's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
Come on. We want to give away cash.
We want to give away as much as possible. And, of course, make sure you're listening throughout your day with producer Jackson, who is in next with 105 commercial free. Yeah, what's on the way?
Do you remember this?
I don't. Oh, this is year six for me at Argentine Primary.
What a throwback.
Still my sunshine. It's coming up. The man himself.
Do you reckon we would have two Ed Sheeran songs as a cash track?
Cash track?
I don't know.
Who knows? You'll have to find out. You'll find
that out in the next 35 minutes. Also, too. Olivia Rodrigo.
Beautiful. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming your way in minutes. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll catch you on Monday.
See you then. Bye. Bye.